Peter, a good night's work.
Well, I think in the overall balance of play, it was a good point for us. It was a battling performance. We were really tested in terms of even more physicality, being the third game in 7 days and going down to 10 men. But I thought that the players showed great resilience and resolve. They stick with it, and I think we certainly deserved the point.
A lot of talking points, red card, penalty.
Yeah.
You'll dispute both, I'm sure.
Of course, naturally. I thought they were both harsh decisions, to say the least. But I spoke to both players involved. Mark spoke to him about if he jumps on the tackles they got, then again, he leaves it up to the referee's interpretation. But I certainly thought the decision was harsh on Mark. Don't think it warranted a red card. And the penalty incident too. I think Shane got the wrong side of the player. And again, left it up to the referee's interpretation, which, again, I thought was wrong. But again, we just sort of, we have to learn from it, and Shane and Mark learn from them situations, you know. But I thought both decisions certainly didn't help us.
You went to goal down 6 minutes after break. Are you thinking, oh no?
Yeah, naturally, you know.
For 2 minutes?
Yeah, for 2 minutes, but which was great. But as I said previously, we'd spoken to the players earlier in the week about if things didn't go our way and how we respond, because they're a young team and they're at times they're very low in confidence at times, and so it's important to have that resolve and resilience and stick through things and manage the game. And I thought they'd done that. They really, once we went behind, they didn't afford the heads to drop, and they got themselves right back in the game. A well executed goal by Shannon Clucas.
3 games in a week for young guys like that's tough, mentally and physically.
It is very tough, particularly when you're such a small squad and you're down to the bare bones, and you're asking players to go again, whereas Sligo had the sort of the week's rest and week to prepare properly, and then when going down to 10 men on top of that, I mean, it takes a lot of character, and as I say, and they physically put their bodies on the line tonight, and they deserve a lot of credit for it.
There's good and bad news in terms of Philip Lowry's injury. Bad news, the good news being Patrick McElhinney having a good 45 minutes.
Yeah, Patrick, it was great to see Patrick back. He's a big player for us, a huge player. And you've seen that in the second half when he was introduced. And fantastic talent. And we probably took a wee bit of a risk bringing him in so early. We were hoping just to phase him in, but he was chomping at the bit, to be honest. And but I thought he certainly changed the game in our favour.
You've lost Philip Lowry again. I mean, he's had to go to hospital with his injury.
Well, it's not the same injury. Thankfully, the scan from the previous injury came back to say it was just bone bruising, not cartilage damage. So the one tonight, the guy came right through him from behind and caught him, which disappointed the officials didn't deal with. But I think they're concerned now about the fibula. So he's away for a scan, but hopefully it comes back okay.